David Goldstein, horsesass.org, has been with us throughout most of this travail, giving his perspective and some context on the governor's race. And he joins us now for a few minutes to hopefully wrap this issue up, because I don't think it's going much further, although the memories will linger. David, how are you?
Okay. I'm probably feeling a lot better this morning than you are.
You probably are, though. You know, the judge did his job. I don't really necessarily feel personally depressed. I mean, disappointed maybe, but the Republicans failed to make their case. The judge applied the law, and so be it.
That is exactly what happened.
It wasn't a conspiracy. It wasn't, I don't think it was a biased judge. I think he bent over backwards, and for whatever reason, the Republican case did not meet the high standard he set, and it should have been a high standard. So do I still think there were problems with the election? No doubt. Do I think there's some questions? I think so, but the judge has ruled, and Kristen Gregoire is governor for another 3 years.
Well, you know, I want to make it clear that from the very start, actually before the machine recount was finished, I have been calling this election a statistical tie. I mean, it's just regardless of whether you found any errors, you knew in an election this large there would be errors.
Mm-hmm.
And the error rate is just too far within the margin of victory to confidently determine the winner. But we have election statutes which describe an endgame. And by that endgame, Kristen Gregoire won legally. And so in this election contest, the issue was never were there errors. It was always could Dino Rossi prove that he actually got more legal votes.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't. And the truth is, for months, it was clear that he never had a strong case.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I had Paul Berendt on last hour, and he said that he thinks the Republicans took a poll of the felon votes and found out that most felons voted for Rossi. Therefore, they did not submit any affidavits from voters saying, hey, I'm a felon, I voted for Gregoire. Because according to the judge's rules, from what I could see, if they had dragged all 1,678 illegal voters in there, and they'd all personally testified, said, I voted for Rossi, I voted for Gregoire, the judge would have applied or subtracted the 1,678 votes. Because he did that with the couple that admitted voting for Rossi, the one for Ruth Bennett.
Right.
So I guess to extend that, I'm thinking had all 1,678 gone in there then and said, then he would have made the proper mathematical adjustments. Do you think the Republicans pulled the felons and found most of them having voted for Rossi, therefore they didn't use them? Or is that just something they didn't get around to?
Well, they would have had to have been stupid not to have had this entered into their calculus. They would have had, I don't know if they polled felons. I don't know if they sought the advice of statistical experts in terms of how it might have broken down. But they must have considered it because if, in fact, they truly believed that felons preferred Gregoire over Rossi in numbers even outside. I mean, all along people have been saying, oh, well, we all know that felons vote Democratic. If they truly believed that, then it would have behooved them to put these felons on the stand. So if, you know, I don't know if Paul is working from any fact or it's just supposition, but I have to say it would have been a real failure on the Republicans' part if they hadn't considered which way the felons voted.
What does this mean for Dino Rossi? What does it mean for Kristen Gregoire? I'm thinking down the road for 2008, possible rematch. What does it mean? What do you think it means for both of them?
Well, clearly, I'll start with Kristen Gregoire first because that's the easiest one to discuss. Clearly, she's relieved, and she should be. I mean, this was a cloud hanging over her governorship, and now it's been at least legally put aside. It's, you know, quite frankly, the Republicans had a very savvy and effective PR campaign from the start. There's still hundreds of thousands of people throughout the state who believe that military voters were disenfranchised when, in fact, there's no evidence to support that. It wasn't even part of the case. If you look at voter turnout, the voter turnout for overseas absentee ballots was almost identical to the voter turnout for in-state ballots. So it's just not supported by any evidence, but people believe it because the PR was very effective, and it hasn't been refuted in the court of public opinion effectively. There's no question that Democrats have been hurt in terms of public opinion by this whole thing. But it's 3.5 years away. I think if she's a good governor, she'll recover and she'll survive.
What about for Dino?
For Dino, I actually made a comment on my blog shortly after the ruling came down and before I got on the airplane, suggesting that he not appeal the decision. And I talked to somebody before I got on the plane and said, hey, listen closely to that press conference and post something for me if Dino decides not to appeal. It was absolutely the right PR move to make at this time. He had nothing to gain from an appeal and a lot to lose.
Right.
That said, I think he really should have conceded back in the end, at the end of December, early January. He would have come out a martyr instead of a poor loser. I know a lot of your listeners think he still is a martyr, but you know, he won not on the basis. Well, I should say he won. Boy, that's a Freudian slip.
No, you revealed the truth. Deep Throat has spoken. We now know they know who the real governor is.
But let me just say something. Dino Rossi was a winner in the sense that he made this election much closer than anybody thought possible.
You bet he did.
It never, ever should have been this close. And the fact that this election was so close, virtually even, was due to the fact that Democrats voted for him. If it was just the Republican vote, Gregoire would have won by over 100,000 votes. So that core Republican vote, they're going to vote for him in 2008 regardless. What he needed to keep were the so-called Dinocrats, were the Democrats who voted for Dino Rossi. I hate that term, but I'll use it since people understand it, the Dinocrats.
Okay.
And I think that's where he made his mistake. If he had backed out in early January, said, you know, for the good of the state, let's move on, he would have come out looking like a statesman. Instead, yesterday, he couldn't even take that press conference and get through the whole thing and be gracious. He had to blame it on the courts. He had to essentially say that, oh, it's a liberal. He didn't use the word liberal, but he said the makeup of the court, he wouldn't have a chance on appeal. He wouldn't have had a chance on appeal because, A, he didn't have a case, and B, Judge Bridges structured his decision in such a way as to make it virtually appeal-proof, and his attorneys knew it.
All right. David, listen, we're up against the clock. We got to go. If you become a host, you'll understand what that's all about. And don't forget, my offer for letter reference is still open.
Hey, I'm holding you to it.
Kirby Wilbert Hotmail, let me know when you need it, and I don't know if it'll help over there. But all right, and we'll have you on again soon. I appreciate you being with us.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity these last couple weeks to air my views.
Well, we appreciate you being with us and adding some context and balance. So thanks so much. We'll be in touch.